Hello, and thanks for listening to the audio version of My Bible Verse of the Day from Pastor Kurt and Pastor Ellie. This is Kyle Tate, and it's Friday, August 11th. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not forgiving ourselves for the things we have done in the past can cause us to be tormented, stressed out, and living a life with no peace. As we go to God and ask Him to forgive us for the sins that we have committed, He forgives us. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness, not just a little of it, but all of it. The question is, do we forgive ourselves for doing those things we did? Do we let it go and realize that we are not perfect and we will make bad choices sometimes? The hard part for some of us isn't asking God to forgive us, but finding it in us to forgive ourselves for what we did. This is a big thing with a lot of Christians. They know God has forgiven them, but there's this but that keeps nagging at them. It starts with, "But I knew better and shouldn't have, so I will not allow myself to forget what I've done, and I will be in pain and misery the rest of my life, and I will carry guilt and shame with me everywhere I go." This is wrong thinking. It is not how God wants us to live. We have a tendency to think just because we are believers that we should do no wrong and that Christians have no room to make a mistake. We find it very hard to accept it when we do mess up. God never said that when you became His child that you would not make any mistakes. He knows that we will, and He doesn't want us to beat up ourselves or others for making those mistakes. He wants us to learn that as soon as we know we have done something wrong, we should ask for His forgiveness and then move on. Get out from under torment and stress. Let's stop walking around with a scowl on our faces. Smile and rejoice, for God has made provision for us and others to be set free from all unrighteousness. Amen. If you know someone who will be encouraged by this, please feel free to share it with them. For more uplifting messages from Pastor Kurt and Pastor Ellie, visit mybibleverseoftheday.org. And for more on my voice, go to hearkyletate.com.